What's up, my people? It is week one. Atlanta Falcons in the building. We're going to be at the crib. You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. It is your boy, Jared King. Hit me up on Twitter at @_TheKing_. And go ahead and follow my brother, Brian King. Hit him up at KingHead57 on X and Instagram.
If you're nasty.
Yeah, man, if you're nasty. Shout out to the good people at Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead and follow them on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network and visit the bcnet.com. Hit the good people up, man. They got some merch coming, man. Shout out to 79th and Hallis, man. They got merch coming. Y'all go hit the people up at Barber's Chair Network. But week one, we have made it, man. I don't know what to tell you. I just got back from LA. I saw Beyonce. Beyonce changed my life. I'm officially a stan, but my original love are these Atlanta Falcons. For better or worse, we are currently undefeated. We are winless. We are lossless. It is 0-0. No more talking about preseason, if they need snaps and fake games or not. It's the real deal, Holyfield. And I'm ready. How you feeling, my brother?
Hey, man, time to drop them. We already cut them. Hey. Trim the fat. Got that line up. Finna come out. Tear them up. Tear their mouth out. I'm ready. I'm ready to jump on these weak-ass boys. You know, got the rookie up there. I hope we see an Andy Dalton sighting. Because this weapon is going to be so strong. And they're going to be like, sit him down.
He pulling out.
And bring in the red rifle.
Week one benching
early. You hear me?
Jeez, we're barely 60 seconds in, and you already
coming in hot early. Boy, we're gonna sit these boys down.
No love,
they don't understand. And they banged up.
No,
I saw the depth chart. Is a quarterback for real, or is this depth chart talk?
This is depth chart talk, but we're gonna jump right into it. You want ATL? Which side of the ball you want?
Starting off with offense first. You know,
yeah, we're gonna start with last. Yeah, we're gonna start with the offense first because I already know. We're gonna get into it, man. We're gonna take a step back to preseason one time. We got to see the starting offense for one drive. Took 10 minutes, went officially 89 yards, throw in over 20 yards of penalties. They went over 100 yards on that drive. They didn't get no points. But that was easy, smooth walking down the field versus a top 10, top 5 defense in the league.
Absolutely.
You saw Drake get the ball. You saw Mac Hollins get the ball. You saw Kyle Pitts get the ball. You saw Bijan get the ball. You saw Algier get the ball. Jonnu didn't get the ball. You saw Hodge get the ball. Jonnu didn't get the ball. CP didn't get the ball. Scotty Miller didn't get the ball. Parker Hesse, shout out my dog on the practice squad. He didn't get the ball. Mycole Pruitt didn't get the ball. We got so many players who did not get the ball that are going to be factors. And they really only gave Pitts the ball on a – that was nothing. They didn't let him run no routes.
No.
So
they don't need to.
They ain't need to. And so if that's a precursor of what's to come, I'm excited about this offense. We already been excited about this offense. We've been excited about this offense since March, April, when we were talking about adding Bijan to the mix.
Had that crystal ball ready.
And we here. We have finally made it to the point where we can be like, this is why you take a running back at 8, because he's not just a running back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
no more thinking about it. Put it on paper. How Lotto say, put it on the floor.
Man, I'm ready. I'm ready. Falcons offense. So we're going to Young Ritter, week one. Can't even call it a revenge tour. We just going to call it a I don't even know what we're going to call it. I'm going to come up with something for it. But he ready. I'm excited. You got Bijan. You got Drake. You got Mac. I hope to see a big play from Scotty Miller. Like, I think the Panthers defense is good. Typically, it's good. You're going to have them games randomly where Matt throws for 500 yards, Julio goes for 300 yards. You're going to have them games in there every now and then. But I think they're going to be fine. They got E.G. Rowe, Evero calling the defense, coming over from Denver. The Brian Burns might not play because the Panthers are a poorly run franchise that don't want to pay the best pass rusher on the team, one of the five best pass rushers, 25 and under in the league.
But if they're taking too many L's, that's why. The owner.
But yeah, I mean – The Rams offered a second-round pick and two firsts for Brian Burns, and the Panthers said no. So at that point, you got to pay that man. That young man said, wait, I'm worth more than two – I'm basically worth three first-round picks. That's what you basically just said to the market. And you better pay him because if that boy don't play week one and you trotting out – DJ Johnson, a rookie, and Yeter Gross Matos. Talk to me. That's it. And Justin Houston, yeah, but he's not playing 60 snaps. You put Justin Houston out there one too many times. He's not playing though. I'm just gonna run the ball at him.
Right.
He's gonna have to play if Brian Burns is not out there because you're putting Yeter out there, he's not pass rushing. You put a rookie out there, he's not pass rushing. And then Amari Barno is light. He's like Vic out there.
6'6", 245. He's a tree.
And you wanna mess around. You wanna toy around with Arthur Smith running that ball on you.
Beat us.
They better get Brian Burns on the field. And even beyond that, Derrick Brown's gonna be a problem. I can't wait to see Derrick Brown versus Bergeron. Like, I want to see Bergeron go get his ass handed to him maybe once, maybe twice. But I want to see Big Fella go up against Derrick Brown. Like, I think it'll be more stalemates than it'll be him getting abused. That's what I'm hoping to see.
I think it's going to be a lot more zone blocking, though.
Yeah, but he's going to have to.
He's tipping and going to the next level. I wouldn't even let him go head up against him.
Yeah, I mean, but you're gonna have some pass reps.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He's gonna have to. That's what I want to see. Where it's like, all right, like, are we going? Does he hold up as a rookie? He's basically the same size.
We'll see.
Oh, game. I'm excited about that. I'm excited. I think. You know, second level, you got Frankie Louvu, you got Shaq Thompson. You know, the linebackers are always fine. Again, like, that's I give the Panthers credit. They smartly make sure they have above average linebacker play.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got, that's it. I mean, you got Gruger Hill. I mean, you got two linebackers. You're going to put out Bijan and you're going to put out Kyle Pitts on the field. Who's guarding them? Are you going to have Jeremy Chinn guarding them? Jeremy Chinn probably is going to guard Kyle Pitts. Bijan is probably going to draw Shaq Thompson. And then, okay, cool. Let me put CP on the field. I think it's going to be one of those games where they're going to throw to build a lead and run to salt it away. Just because I think you can spread them pretty thin, pretty quick, especially if Brian Burns isn't playing. If Burns isn't playing, they pass rush takes a big hit. That means you got to put Houston on the field more, which I don't think they're going to want to do. And then you sitting here, Dante Jackson coming off of injury. He had a down year last year. He ain't been good in a minute.
Mm-mm.
C.J. Henderson. I mean, he picked off Mariota, but Mariota's not playing this game. And then Jeremy Chin.
So I mean, you still got the corner. He playing. Young JC, oh, yeah.
Danny, you see, I ain't mentioned JC. I respect JC. JC gonna be on Drake.
I was about to say now, you know, that's a decent. They got, in my opinion, they got a decent little secondary.
It's decent, so but it gets
that would gets even thinner. Lend me more to run that ball and make and make corners tackle.
Yeah,
go 12 personnel, but have Pitts and Janu on one side
and beat John in the back.
And it'll be an extended. I wouldn't even put Pitts on the line. I would put Pitts in 2 point and bring him in tight.
Yep.
And like spread Janu out there. So now if Pitts want to reach or crack, he has both ways. He got a two-way go. And Janu was just mauling the little corner out there. And I dare you to take a linebacker out of the box.
I dare you. That's really where the problem is going to lie. I just think they're thinner at linebacker than they are at corners. I can see that, where it's like, I'm going to go ahead, put a third safety on the field. I like Damian Robinson from Florida State, but he's a rookie.
Get this. Think about a tunnel screen and single back to Janu.
Mm-hmm.
you can run 20. Split gun. Quick. Tunnel screen to Janu.
Like
backside screen to Bijan. Front side screen to Cordero.
That's just three players. Like they get thin quick. Like that's why I think the issue's gonna lie. I think they run out of matchup players. You play zone and Ritter's gonna pick it apart. You blitz, and now you're taking players out of coverage when you already don't match up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you play man, like you said, screens, crossers. I mean, they basically practice mesh all preseason. So you mess around and run man against them, you lose leverage at the snap.
Yeah. Your corners are battling tight ends. And Drake and McHollins.
I got to deal with 6'4", 220 on the outside.
McHollins a fool.
Fool on the outside. Running backs, all my running backs, 220.
Ain't got no scats backs. It's going to be a long day, buddy.
Yeah, it's just the day is going to get long fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hoping to see. Like Ritter needs to just answer all the questions to the test pre-snap. Just be like, all right, you a man? Okay, cool. Here's what we're going to run. All right, you in zone? Here's what we're going to run. All right, cool. Here's the mismatch I like. Like, Drake London versus J.C. Horn is going to be fun. Like, I want to see that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Dante Jackson, he little. Like, Max got 40 pounds on him.
Right.
Like, Dante's fast, but I feel like the game might be close in the first half because of energy, excitement, and then the Panthers going to get to halftime, get to the locker room. It's going to be like, bro, I'm kind of sore. And it's going to be cool. Now get off blocks and make tackles.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that one holding up. Like, I think the Falcons offense is going to be a statement game. My opinion.
A statement to the league. Let them know we're whooping ass this year.
Yep. Yep. You know what this reminds me of?
Who?
You remember when we got our ass smoked versus the Eagles week one in 2021? 32-6?
No, brother.
That's the game.
It's like an abusive relationship that year, brother.
Man, that was
good fights, but I lost more.
Yeah, no, that was the year when the roster was rough.
On prime time?
No, this one, no, not at all. This one was at the crib. It was Arthur's first game. We still had Matt. We still had Ridley. But, boy, we got boat raced. It's just – defense wasn't good. I mean, that was when, you know, we had – That was Corderell. That was that game. where it's like, okay, we at least got some with Cordero, you know. But other than that, we had Steven Means out on the field. My favorite still player. Stuck
on that team, though, mentally. That's the crazy part.
Like, yeah.
The general fan.
Yep.
Still thinks that's this team.
Yep.
Like, that's I saw a tweet. Dude was talking about Miles Sanders is going to run against this bottom 10th ranked defensive line. Brother, wait, open your eyes.
Told you.
And then you want to sit up here and call him old. No, that's experience. Nope. Calais takes it to make us look old. But the rest of these young boys are coming. And you just don't know who they are. That's the problem.
Yep.
And they got a motor. All of them. We got a young defense. We got a young team. Hell.
Yep.
Calais asked just 86 and take the average up to 40.
Calais said, look, I can go play with some young bucks. They're going to let me play edge again, and I don't have to play the whole game?
Right. Shit, I already got 2,000 sacks under my belt.
Exactly. I don't need to play too much. I just want to just bring me in. Just
right.
Him and CP going to hang out.
No, Zach Harrison is going to be doing the dirty work for Calais.
Yep.
That's the one-to-one match on this team.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I don't. That's what I was thinking about. I was like, I see the Panthers as like the 2021 Falcons, where it's like you look at the team and it's like y'all don't the offense. I mean, the defense is decent. It's kind of like the reverse, where it's like their defense is going to be decent enough, but they're not going to be able to do enough to stop offenses who have more than two or three weapons.
Facts.
So, I think the Falcons sniff 30 points.
And it's crazy the way we play, though. Like, people are so used to us just running the ball. I don't think they're going to be ready for the pass.
Mm-mm.
As wide open as it's going to be this year.
Mm-mm.
And they're so used to watching Mariota saw herself and the glimpse of Ritter that they got. A whole season of Ritter is about to change their whole face.
Mm-hmm.
And you see people like Jason McCourty on TV talking about he taking the Falcons. You seen Chris Sims then put us fourth in the playoffs in the NFC.
Yep.
So somebody see something.
It's
somebody
like
paying attention.
It's
and if
like
you want to raise the money.
They've stopped.
This ain't a betting show.
Yeah.
But if I was a betting man.
Yeah. They stopped just talking and actually like stepped back and look and said, how would I defend this offense? And it's not to me. Mm-hmm. It's not to me.
You analyze these people, and you go to the end of last year's Madden. And you take the people that we done put on this team, and think about their highest rating, and compare them to what we just had last year with that great value team,
bro.
And then throw it in a little Bijan.
We went from
majority of the analysts are predicting offensive rookie of the year. Overall.
How you gonna be offensive rookie of the year and your team suck?
Old Roy.
Yep. I'm with it. Hey. 30. We're gonna get the predictions later. Let's jump onto this defense.
I smell something cooking.
I'm gonna let you go. Unfettered. 100 seconds uninterrupted.
It was 99 degrees today. What we throwing on that grill? We might cook up a burger. And I'm going 42-14.
Wait. We get predictions later, bro. Tell me about this defense.
Okay.
Falcons defense versus the Cardinals. Carolina's offense.
5 sacks is going to get the red rifle in. Told you that in the beginning. It's going to be double-digit quarterback hits.
Oh.
And then they're going to show you that this is a rookie that needs to sit himself down. Yes, he's a great player. He's a great processor. This is not the time for him to be in the game. He needs to sit there and let Red Rifle take them hits and see what not to do, just like our quarterback did. But y'all ain't learned that lesson. Y'all don't take him number one and throw him right in the fire.
Man,
give me a quarterback. in recent times, out of all the greats that didn't sit and won two Super Bowls?
Man, I don't got one for you, Coach.
Hey, there's a formula to it now. Green Bay tried to run off with the plug twice, but you know, Big Ben had a hellified defense.
Yeah, Ben got carried. Russ got carried.
Peyton got thrown in that fire. How long did it take him?
He got one. I ain't counting the one in Denver.
You see my point?
Yeah, he only got one. Yeah. Gee, hey.
Time it's set. Pat Mahomes set.
Roger set.
Roger set.
He only got one.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. I think it's gonna be a rough week one for young Bryce, baby Bryce.
Yeah.
They said, what is it? Ed Werder dropped a stat. Quarterbacks taken first overall are 0-13-1. The last victory is David Carr for your Houston Texans versus those Dallas Cowboys. Oh boy. So yeah. I don't think Bryce. Oh man, Bryce has been dealt a very poor hand. I was talking about this, you know, early on the plane coming back from LA. I was just looking at their offense. I was like, let me kind of prep for this episode real quick, man. And I said, all right, if I'm the Panthers, I'm trotting out Adam Thielen as my wide receiver one. He hasn't been a wide receiver one
since before Diggs.
Ever? I was about to say, I don't even, because him and Diggs were basically the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, he wasn't a wide receiver one the last 2 years because Justin Jefferson was the man. And you're like, okay, cool, we're going to roll with Thielen, which I get, he's a vet. It's not a bad move for a young quarterback to get you a vet receiver, but bro, his longest catch is in 2 years?
Probably about 23 yards.
36 yards.
Yeah, that's about right.
So it's like the wide receiver one is not a threat. Wide receiver two is DJ Chark. DJ Chark has only catches 50% of his targets, and he's injury prone coming off a hamstring injury. So it's like your deep threat already got a sore hammy. So you really, okay, cool, you got one. Jesse's not a fool. So it's like, all right, if DJ Chark goes deep, just stay over top of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then your third receiver, if you wanted to be Terrace Marshall, got a hurt back. Or it's Mingo, and Mingo's a rookie. And I like Mingo coming out, but Mingo didn't even lead Ole Miss in receiving yards. He's never had 1,000 yards. And so it's like, if a rookie week one goes and puts up 100 yards against, hell, Mike Hughes, like, bro, Trey Flowers, like, y'all shouldn't let Mingo beat him in his first action.
I don't know. I like Mingo in those matchups, though, that you just named.
I mean, but they vets. That's what I'm saying.
Mike Hughes ain't showed me much in preseason, brother. I'm concerned.
Mingo ain't. I'm just saying, if they let a rookie wide receiver go for 100 yards, I'm going to be disappointed.
He big and fast.
Bro, he wasn't doing it at Ole Miss.
It's a new day, baby.
Hey, that's the confidence I got in him. Because it's just like, he just shouldn't. He just should not go for anything. And then your tight ends, Ian Thomas.
Hayden Hurst.
you want to go three tight? You going to put Tommy Tremble out there? Like, you go three tight, cool. The defense has got the power. Like you said, I could put Zach Harrison. I could put Calais. I could put Onyemata. I could put Grady. I could put Taquan out there. You want to play power? Go ahead.
And then I'm going to switch the strength on purpose with my linebackers and man Troy up on Hayden Hurst because you think you got speed out here.
Because you think you got somebody who could do anything. Hayden Hurst.
And I'm going to put the man that got 99 play recognition, number 55, in the middle.
And You got these linebackers, what? They both 240, and your running back's little. Miles Sanders is little.
So what you going to do? You think you're going to dominate against this team?
You're not going to run the ball. Like,
Mr. Ankles.
Like, you got two finesse running backs. Your wide receiver run averages 10 yards a catch. Your tight ends average less than 10 yards a catch. A rookie wide receiver and DJ Chark.
With broke boy attitude.
Like, I just – if they allow
the grill has started.
Hey, what did it say? We had the sizzler.
It's hot. That burger might be coming, brother. Imagine if Pitts get two touchdowns. That's a burger. If Pitts goes for two touchdowns, that's a burger.
And that's the thing. The Falcons offense is going to score points. And yes. The Panthers offense is going to have to keep up. And you put that Panthers offense into having to pass to get back into the game.
Cookbook.
Put the red rifle in.
And take yourself on out of Atlanta and go enjoy the rest of your season with a healthy rookie and the future of your franchise. Honestly, Expendables.
Like, I like Bryce. And you know who I'm most excited about?
Who?
Ryan Nielsen. I want him to come out. Like, that's why I keep going back to you.
You think he's not going to sit back with attack, man?
He's going to go get these boys.
He's about to tear him up, bro. And he can play man against these sorries.
That's why. Yes.
Blitz.
It's like, cool. Put AJ. That's what I'm like. Put AJ on. You ain't got to put AJ on Thielen. Put AJ on Mingo.
Is Bryce Young going to get outside of his pocket?
He going to run a little bit.
He ain't going nowhere.
He not, but he going to run a little bit. He shook the Lions D-line a couple times in preseason, but I just think they weren't really – it wasn't effort like that.
That's exactly what I was about to say. And let him get a shot.
Nielsen going to send them. Nielsen is going to send them.
That's what I'm saying. In a division rivalry, he know these boys. This ain't no – he from the swamp. He from the sewer.
Baby, blitz. He's gonna get off the bus blitzing. Right? Cool. You want to go three wide? I'm gonna show heavy blitz and make your tight end and your running back stand and protect. Now you running Chark, Thielen, and
we man and man one.
Go for it. Man one. I got Jesse back there. Man one. Go. Mm-hmm. Like,
come on, bro.
I just keep looking. I'm like, bro, if they score more than 20 points, I'm gonna be upset.
It would be on some bullshit, on some special team shit.
Special teams, yeah.
We don't have no special teams players like we used to.
Nah. We'll see. I mean, hey, Marquise Williams, that's been the best unit on the team for the past 2 years. So
I don't know.
Come on, baby. Who was Mr. Special Teams last season? They were a top five unit last year.
Avery Williams.
Hey, the offer gave you a punt return for a touchdown.
I agree, but Avery Williams. And you know how I feel about Avery Williams.
We gonna see, man. I think they'll be all right.
Slick legend. Low-key legend. Great value legend. Avery Williams. You ask the real Falcons fan, they know who Avery Williams is.
Come on, man. Is he better than Williams?
He wasn't. No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see where the bar was.
No, Williams is an all-time Falcons special team legend, though.
Yeah. No, I think. Oh, man. All right. We could address special teams. Cool settled down. He missed the extra point. I was upset about that in preseason, but he got it back together.
Williams up there with Rossum.
Legend. Hey. You a dirty bird if you know Allen Rossum. Shout out to, man. That was the first. Yeah. That take me back.
He was,
man,
like Hester before Hester.
Yeah. Allen Rossum was getting loose in the dome. Oof. That boy was fast. That team was fast as hell. Mm-hmm. They were like the Dolphins before the Dolphins. You had fast ass Vic.
Gone.
Yeah. All right. Who your X factors? Give me X factor matchup. Like what you got?
Either side of the ball?
Yeah, don't matter.
J.C. Horn and Drake London. I want to see if the young fella back or if that foot still Julio. Shoot. And Drake, I want to see Drake put up 100 yards. Drake need to get 1,000 yards this season.
Yeah.
Ooh, he need 1,000 yards and at least 5 touchdowns.
I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think so. It ain't going to be.
If Drake get 1,200 yards, he might be one. 1,207, he might be one.
Okay. I can take that. We're going to set that. Week one season prediction for Drake, 12-7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's going to get
the target. I said about Pitts, I don't know if it'll happen, but I want 10 from him. I feel like he owe me.
Yep. I want close to 10 for Pitts. Give me 900 yards, 10 touchdowns. No, give me 1,010. Mm-hmm.
Give me 1,000.
Give me 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. That's the type of season I want from Pitts to shut everybody up.
Yeah. And I think in the midst of it all, I think Mac Hollins is going to score more than we expect.
I think Mac gave you like
just off some ignorance. Just like, bro, we're not paying attention to him. What is he doing in the back corner of the end zone?
Boop.
And his celebration, that's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
He about to act a fool.
Yeah. Man, I just can't wait, bro.
I temper Bijan's expectations because we think he's going to go through the roof 2,000 off bat. 2,015 touchdowns. That's how people talking. All purpose.
I like talking to man Marshall.
We got to chill on Bijan. We know Bijan finna kill it, but.
Give me. For Bijan, give me 1,200 all-purpose.
How many touchdowns?
6 touchdowns.
Just 6?
Because I don't think he's going to get goal line. I think Algier gets goal line.
Bruh.
And I think when they get close, if Pitts is going to get 10, it's got to come from somebody.
Okay. How many breakaway touchdowns, 40-plus yard runs to the zone?
From Bijan?
Yep.
3.
So how many touchdowns did you say he's gonna have this year?
6.
So he only gonna get 3.
Yeah, man.
It's rookies, not in the red zone.
Rookies be having them fluke ass seasons. You know that's like
because you know he gonna break.
Yeah. Give me two. Give me 2 breakaways. Run or pass. I'm gonna give you 240 pluses, and then give me 6, bro. I just don't. Yeah, 12-6. I think that's achievable. 12-7 for Drake. 12-6 for Bijan. 1,010 for Pitts.
That's enough. That's it. Jonnu will get probably about 600-700 yards.
Yeah, and like 3, because like Jonnu gonna get some fluke. Michael Pruitt touchdowns that Pruitt got last year.
And then, you know, old Desmond going to run.
I can't wait for him to get loose on somebody one time. I want him to break like a 40-yarder. No. Nah.
And I like that he got a good head on his shoulders. He don't be getting toe up. He played like a dude with a retainer in his mouth. He got something to lose, bro. Yeah.
I'm excited. I think given my matchup is Pitts versus the defense.
Okay.
Jeremy Chinn. They probably gonna put Chinn on him. They're gonna put Shaq Thompson. There's nobody out there that can guard Kyle Pitts.
Not 1-on-1.
And he got to
put him out.
Yeah, and it's like he's gotta prove that starting week 1 on some like, you could talk about Bijan, but don't forget I was here first.
Right. I'm the Don Dada.
Yeah, bro. Like you, the first pick of the regime. Like
that's why I said. He owe me.
He need to. I saw somebody call him a bust. I was like, what?
They don't even know what a bust is.
My man, half of his passes thrown, half of his targets were uncatchable.
12 yards in front of him.
Jeez. They said, well, I saw a stat. It said the average quarterback missed like 15% of his throws. Davis Mills led the league with 22% of his passes were uncatchable last year. They said throwing to Pitts, Mariota was uncatchable 26% of the time.
No chance.
That man had
times. And then you got to battle the other ones because you know that ain't on point.
Exactly. And so it's like, man, yeah. Get loose, Kyle Pitts. 100 yards and a touchdown. Two. If, like you said, if Pitts has 100 yards and a touchdown, they win. If he has two, they beat him by 30. I like it.
They're beating them by 30.
Beating them by 30, yes.
Not just putting up 30.
Yes. All right, predictions. You gave me 42-14. That's your score?
42-14, get off the field. 40 water burger. You hear it. Straight out the gate. It's going to be like Shadur and Shiloh and them. Co-prime and them.
Y'all ain't believe in us, but you know who did? God did.
What did? A clinic.
That was beautiful.
Shout that was beautiful.
Shout out to Prime.
Yes, sir.
So you on 42-14. Ain't that what they beat the Chiefs by?
Who you remember when they smoked the Chiefs? Slick finna get ran with Kelsey out.
That was 40-24 when they beat them in 2012, man. I remember that Falcons game, bro. Julio was balling. Tony was balling. Matt was balling. They were just.
That's what you gotta get back to.
I don't think they're gonna hit 40. We're gonna run out of time. I'm going 30. I'm going. Give me 30. Give me 31. 31-14. It's gonna be comfortable too. Like they're gonna score 14 like in the fourth quarter. Like it's gonna be 31-7 when they pull Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
I am rooting for Bryce to not play all 60 minutes. Now you got that in my head. I'm gonna be talking so much shit. Bitty Bryce, boy, you gonna get that boy out of there?
Oh yeah. Itty bitty,
man.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Put them on ice. But that burger gonna be out there. That's what's gonna happen. They could be like, "Nah, bro, take this man out. They crushing him,
bro." You got Calais against Ekwonu, mismatch. You got
Grady ain't triple team, bro.
Grady's not gonna be triple team, and he gets a rookie Chandler Savala.
He get appetizers. He gonna eat that boy like that shrimp at Benihana. That good shrimp that you can't get enough of.
And the best part, bro. Man, like I just think about you put Calais at the five and you put Ebiketie next to him.
Cook. And Luke. Do a stunt. And Calais just got bulldozed, just drive straight.
I'm just ready. Calais is going to baptize a couple of folks. You saw what he did? He almost got a sack in the Bengals game. The preseason.
What are you doing, sir?
Calais.
I had to practice.
Yeah, man. I had to show Zach what it looked like.
The hump.
Man. Yeah, like, I think that D-line is going to get after Bryce. I'm with you. Five sacks.
Double digit hits. By 12 of them, at least. How many sacks did Ebiketie get this year? I said 10, remember? I think I said 10.
You said 10. You said double digit. I was going to say 8.5, but I'm like, bro, like.
He can get 10.
I think he gets 10 if the offense holds up their end of the bargain. If the offense scores points and creates the situation. Yeah. I think you get 10. Because if they all stay healthy, like I'm just thinking about like, bro, like it's 5-0 linemen and you have to guard Calais, Onyemata, and Gray. You have to guard them. You have to block them. and one of them needs to be doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you say, all right, I will put Ebi Katie up outside of Calais, and then I'm gonna put Bud Dupree on the other side. You know, Bud Dupree gonna kick your tight end's ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna get blocked by a tight end. So like now you start having math problems.
Exactly.
Against this D line, and then you got these fast assholes at linebacker. Like that's the other mm-hmm. thing. Caden Ellis, they ain't just moving. They are flying. That boy Caden Ellis is like a dog off the leash when he sees a hole. Like he's flying.
How did he get through that hole? That's what we've been waiting for.
Go get it.
That's why we got a new number three.
Jesse get a pick. I don't think
he'll throw to the middle of the field. I don't think he has with that. No.
I think
AJ gets a pick.
I can see that. I don't think Jesse gets a pick just because, Bryce is not a fool. Like, the game going to be moving fast, but I think he's going to be like, just don't try the deep middle.
Right.
But, yeah, I can see a pick.
And I think he's going to get pressured into throwing at AJ.
Yeah. Like, I can see a tip pick before I see Bryce making a mistake and throwing a pick to Jesse. But, yeah, I can see him. I can see him be like, oh, I got to get it out.
Right.
And AJ just breaks on it. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so excited, bro.
AJ got to stand up for Clemson. Grady, too.
Hey, and, like, that's the thing. Like, they all pissed. AJ got bounced back from last year. Grady got to show y'all I ain't one to be trifled with. Chips on their show.
Hey, the better words that everyone lacks.
H. And you got a deep coordinator, but I would play for Ryan Nielsen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dean was cool, but Dean, he had no energy no more. He was out of gas, boy. Like, Ryan Nielsen will. You let motherfucking Adam Thielen? Like, you need that type of person.
Dean did the best he could.
He did.
He got Mariota on the other side. I don't know. I don't know how to call defense with this.
I'm trying to back him up and waste time off the clock.
My wife want to play footsies at home, and I'm sitting here looking at Mariota throw from the dirt.
Play fucking tiddlywinks.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we have officially made it, brother. Football in a couple days. These Falcons. Ooh. All right, now. Over under. You know now. We got to keep it going.
$39.5 For what?
Total. The
total. Total what?
Points.
For who?
For the game. He said, we Falcons don't score that.
I don't know why you asked me that.
Oh, man. That's why I could barely get it out. That's funny as hell.
You know that answer.
Yeah, bro. They're going to get their asses kicked.
They are. They think this is going to just be a sloppy game. Yeah, for them. We don't have no rookie running out here.
Yeah, they should smoke them, man. Shout out King Blake, man. Hey, King Blake, make sure you make that game so you see this ass kicking in person.
Yeah, I need his number. Yeah. He's going to catch it. I might bring him a paper bag like I bring them Saints fans.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I can't wait, man. My heart racing. I just bought some new Nelia.
Oh, you got some Nelia, baby? Hey, you know, I'm glad you said that. I've been holding off. But I think it's time.
Got some new Nelia, baby. Every new season, you got to get something.
Now, the people, you know, the season ticket holders, we got Nelia. I got mine. I'll break it out, show you one of these days.
We'll see you Sunday.
We got warm gear and we got cold gear.
Because we playing in January.
With a filthy hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
With a little stash pocket for your stash.
Mm-hmm. And we talking about this stash.
Hey. You see, Court said it's a lifestyle, baby.
Hey. Y'all letting this man wrap it up. We're gonna talk again on Sunday.
We're gonna talk again on Sunday.
Yep, post game.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great episode of King's Landing. I hope you have an enjoyable day. I hope y'all are ready for week one because it's about to go down. But once again, same time next time. This has been your co-host, Brian King. Follow me on X and Twitter at KingHead57 on everything. Follow my brother, Jared King, at ____TheKing___ on Twitter.
Hey. Even if you vegan, baby, we got burgers coming on Sunday. Burgers on Sunday, baby.
And it's bloody.
All right.